Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, do you have any negative programming going? Maybe about some things that you'd like to change? I think we all have some. And we can get rid of it. That's the amazing thing, is that there are techniques to make it go away. And we're going to talk about aromas. And a lot of people don't realize how powerful they can be. They're good. A lot of people appreciate that they can shift your mood. That's wonderful. And how about shifting programming? That's a bigger deal. So we're going to talk about that with an author, the author of the book, The Aroma Freedom Technique, Using Essential Oils to Transform Your Emotions and Realize Your Heart's Desire. We all like that. And it's written by a clinical psychologist, Dr. Benjamin Perkis. And I'm so glad that he could join us in Energy Stew. Ben, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad, because this is really valuable for us to work on ourselves and to shift our programming, or negative programming, ways that we trip ourselves up in life and feel helpless about, usually, you know, because it's from the past. We screwed up somewhere along the line, or life screwed us up somehow, and we're holding on to it in ways that keep us from making the progress we want. And you're a clinical psychologist, so obviously you're interested in helping. So let's talk about aromas. How long have you been appreciating aromas?
Well, I've been a clinical psychologist about 20 years, and I've been using essential oils for about 15 years, originally just using them for my family and using them to help with health, wellness, and just kind of feeling better. But then over the years, I started integrating them more and more in my clinical work.
Well, I think that's what we want to hear about is and also, if we can help ourselves, you know, it's not about finding a shrink who will use aromas for us, but somehow if we can work on ourselves or on each other using essential oils. And a lot of people are into essential oils, so it's, you know, people are getting a head start on this. And
yeah,
you can help.
Well,
them.
Let me explain a little bit about how this technique came about. So for years, I've been doing trauma treatment with people, helping them with nightmares, flashbacks, traumatic things that have happened, and you know, many of us have had something that has happened that has really lingered with us. But what I found was that using essential oils, when a person is focusing on the negative memory, the thought, the image, and they would smell an essential oil, something interesting would happen. Many times, the image would start to fade, it would start to lose intensity, and it would start to not seem quite as overpowering, not seem so so potent. So I was going around and I was teaching this technique for many years, and it's been helpful for a lot of people. But I really felt inspired just earlier this year. I was on a trip in Asia, actually, and I felt inspired. Well, we've all experienced these little T traumas. These are the things that don't land us with PTSD necessarily, but there's things that have bothered us, disappointments, hurts, confusion, and can I use the aromas in a focused way to help people with this? So a number of pieces of information kind of came together for me, and I realized that by using a step-by-step process, we can actually go back and identify the negative thought, feeling, and memory that is blocking us from a given intention. So you might, if I just go ahead and share how this technique works.
Sure.
So, so what we do is, and then I'll explain a little bit more about why it works, but at first I want people to kind of understand what I'm doing here. So we start by setting an intention, and, you know, we say it's something that we want. Maybe it's, I want a new job, or I want to improve my relationship with my kids, or I want a health or fitness goal. So we identify the intention, and then we listen, and we hear in our mind, for that negative voice that tells us that this can't happen. And it's that negative voice.
Well, this is something, let's stop right there, and we'll continue, but I want to focus on this first, is that, you know, we all have these ways that we discourage ourselves, and we go into denial. You call it dirt in the hose, right?
Yes. Right. And, well, what this really is actually a protective mechanism. And I explain in the book, the Aroma Freedom Technique book, I explain how when we're children, or it even happens as adults, it can happen anytime, but, you know, imagine a child is, say she's, you know, eating an ice cream cone and the cone falls on the ground and she's upset and she wants to cry. And in the way emotion is supposed to work is when we feel some type of pain, we express that pain, and then in expressing the pain, someone can hear us, and they can help us, and we can get our need met. So maybe she cries, her parents realize she's upset, they buy her a new ice cream cone, and she feels better. In that case, there's no residue. There's no, even though there was emotion, it wasn't what we call emotional residue. It's not going to lead to any negative programming. In fact, it'll lead to more of a positive programming that, you know, I can be nurtured. My needs can be met. But suppose she has been told don't cry, or she's in a situation where she's not allowed to express what's going on. So she has all this hurt and disappointment inside her, and she can't release it, and nobody recognizes it. What happens at that moment is she actually forms a thought. She forms a belief, and the belief is something like, bad things always happen to me, or I can never get what I want, or life is terrible. And it's that belief that is designed to protect her from experiencing this pain in the future. But what happens is then later, suppose she's an adult and there's a situation where she could experience something good, but there's that voice inside her that says, you know, don't expect anything good to happen. And it's that negative programming that we all carry around to try to protect ourselves. And that's what's right under the surface. Whenever we desire something beyond what we currently have, there's that voice that's going to be in there telling us that we can't have that. So that's kind of where that voice comes from. And I think it's important because once you realize that, then you can actually follow the steps of the technique back to the original experience that caused that voice.
Right. I think a lot of it has to do with where so many times where we've been discouraged in life and taken it too seriously to protect ourselves from being discouraged again, and all of a sudden we're frozen on our path and unwilling to take risks.
That's exactly right. So in this technique, we work backwards. We set the intention. So maybe it's, let's say my intention is I want to improve my relationship with my children. And so I say that, and then I listen, and then maybe the negative voice says, oh, you're an idiot. Okay, well, where's that coming from? First, I want to say, well, how do I feel when I hear that voice that says, you're an idiot? And I realize that I feel paralyzed. I feel like I can't move. And then the next step in the technique is we're asking, okay, we'll drift back to an earlier time when you felt the same way. And what's amazing is just those three questions, a memory will surface. And the memory might be, maybe I remember I'm 10 years old and I am in some environment where, you know, something scary is happening and I freeze up. Now, when I have that memory has surfaced, this is where we bring in the essential oils, because the sense of smell is, it's really our most primitive sense, and it goes directly to the limbic system of the brain, the amygdala, which is that part that tells us whether we are safe or not. And when the amygdala triggers, we go into this fight or flight response. And so the sense of smell is used to protect us. Like, imagine you smell, if you open up a garbage can, there's a disgusting smell in there. You can't help but recoil. You pull back. Or if you taste something that's gone bad, you spit it out. You might even throw up. It's a survival response. We need our sense of smell to be instant and automatic. And say a rabbit is out in the field and smells a predator, it'll start running right away to survive. So the sense of smell will trigger an automatic response. And we're going to use this in this technique. We're going to use this to actually break up that memory complex of, so we have this memory, say I'm 10 years old and I'm seeing something scary and I'm frozen. And I'm thinking about all that. And then I bring in the essential oil. Something very powerful happens, is that the essential oil is going to push me in a different direction, and it's going to break up that memory complex. And I can't hold on to that sense of fear and that negative belief. And
what I like about this is
what people experience.
What I like about this is the understanding that when we can pull that memory out, we've actually time traveled back. We're in the presence of that experience. And so our brain is opened in that complex thinking of that previous experience to be saturated with this essential oil, with the aroma that will transform it. And in the book, you talk about how powerful these oils are and how many molecules are in one drop of oil.
Yes, it's almost mind-blowing. These are essential oils. They're distilled from plants, and they're very, very tiny molecules, which means they can travel. This is why you can smell things from miles away. They're tiny molecules, and they absorb almost instantly into our bodies. And one drop of essential oil can have 40 million trillion molecules in it. So that would be enough. That would be enough for every, if you took one drop of oil, for every cell of your body, to have 40,000 molecules of oil in it. So it doesn't take much, just a whiff of the oil, and it can just immediately trigger that mental shift.
Yeah, that's amazing that it's that powerful. And I think that's also a good thing to know about, because I think our acceptance of its power increases its power.
Well, sure. I mean, anytime we're in an open, receptive place, then we're in a more of a healing place. I think that's true. And I think that's why I include a little bit of the science, because, you know, our left brain, our logical brain, needs to know why we're going to do something, especially if it seems a little bit odd or unorthodox. So, you know, I talk about some of the research in there, how the frankincense oil has molecules that will actually trigger these receptors in the brain to induce a kind of a relaxation response. And this is why frankincense has been used for thousands of years in religious rituals, you know, or vanilla oil. They've actually found that vanilla oil can affect the serotonin levels in the brain. So understanding some of the science behind it, I think that's helped people be a little more open to it.
Yeah, and it's hard to imagine. For instance, recently I've been reading that if you sniff rosemary or cinnamon, both of those increase your ability to remember, enhance your memory, so that if you're going into some exam or you know you're going to give a talk and you want to make sure your memory is working strongly to remember all the items that you need to talk about, sniffing cinnamon or rosemary actually enhances that. And who would think?
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Yeah, the science now is really fun because they can do actually live brain scanning and actually smelling an oil can see what part of the brain gets triggered. So, you know, the research is advancing pretty quickly in this area. But even if you go to traditional medicine, sage oil, there's some studies on sage oil for memory. And when you think about it, well, what does the word sage mean? Sage means wisdom. So this is something that people knew thousands of years ago, and now the science is kind of catching up.
I like that. So this is wonderful that we're actually back in time triggering ourselves to remember a past negative incident that we're now engulfing in essential oil.
So we're back at that space where we have we're just kind of in, and I encourage people just really focus on that snapshot of that time, be back at that place. And then when you're smelling the oil, something happens in the memory. It can't stay together because, you know, of the effect of the oil. So what tends to happen, and this is something that I don't tell people to pretend it's going to happen or to make it happen. It spontaneously occurs. As you smell the oil, there starts to be a mindset shift, and you start to all of a sudden think more positive thoughts. It's hard to even explain how this happens, but spontaneously, a positive thought might start to creep around the negative thoughts that are connected in that. It's a very organic process.
And now let's talk about which oils. I mean, you can't just take any oil. And a lot of people, I know that you're a distributor or a user and a distributor of Young Living oils, and they have very complex formulas of different oils together that have themes to them. And yet there are a lot of people who just have a collection of basic different oils, you know, like lavender
sure.
oil.
Sure. Yeah, and I encourage people to play around. You know, there's that I have particular oils that I have liked using and I found to be effective, but I don't want people to be afraid that you're not going to hurt yourself with this technique. So, you know, try whatever oils you have. You know, generally speaking, the thing oils like lavender tend to be relaxing. Frankincense, it's relaxing in a different way because it also kind of brings that higher awareness piece to things. But even an oil like rosemary or, like you say, cinnamon or sage or something that's just mentally stimulating, when you're back in that memory, you can smell any of those oils and see what happens. The combination that I use, that I describe in the book, is a combination of lavender, frankincense, and a blend called Stress Away. But the main pieces of the Stress Away oil are vanilla oil and lime oil. So if you were to even just put together frankincense, lavender, vanilla, and lime, that would be a great start for what we call this memory release mixture. So people can play around. I have to say, though, I had one person I was doing a phone consult with, and she wasn't really an essential oil user. She happened to have rosemary oil with her. So we were doing the technique, and she was back in time to this incident on the school bus as a kid, and she was being bullied, and she was back in that. And I said, well, do you have any oils around it? The only oil she had was rosemary. So I said, okay, well, smell the rosemary oil as you're thinking about that memory. And it was amazing what happened. She smelled the oil after about 10 seconds. She said, oh, it's like that whole thing's gone. And now I'm having this memory of a time when I was at a picnic and there was just the smell of fresh cut grass around. And it was such a positive feeling. So that oil happened to trigger this other memory, which totally knocked the first memory out. So we accomplished our goal with an oil that I wouldn't even have expected to use. So don't be afraid to play around.
Now, how long lasting would that be for her?
Well, what's interesting is that this is not a temporary fix. This is a deep transformation of a thought complex. So for that particular thought memory, it will never be the same. Now, whenever she would go back to that memory, she's not going to remember it the way she used to, which was embedded with fear and negative beliefs about herself. She just literally can't, when she thinks about that memory, she can't connect those anymore. So that will be permanent. Now, I will say that, you know, many issues are complex, and there may be more than one memory that's anchoring them. So, for instance, if I'm wanting to improve my relationship with my kids, I may go back and shift a memory. That memory has changed, and my reaction to it has changed. There may still be other memories, other times that are influencing this. But in one sense, it is a permanent shift.
That's great. And so we can do this more than once and find other experiences in the past that we want to alter. And maybe there could be 5 or 6 or 10. And I'm just feeling that what a difference that would make in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. This really becomes a lifestyle. You know, I like to think of it as an aroma freedom way of living, because now, you know, the goal is to live with an open heart and to live, embracing and going towards the things that we are really wanting to be in this life. And so every day we wake up and, what do I want to do today? And if it's not, and if I'm really excited and on for what I want to do, I don't need to do the technique because my energy is already moving in that direction. But if I feel like, oh, well, I really want this new job, but I'm stuck in this other job, well, I need to start setting goals and working towards them and releasing the fears and negative thoughts and doubts that are inhibiting me. So every day I could be doing to release and then shifting my energy to the point where I can go towards what I want.
Right, and I think we can all find areas where we are trying to think forward and just don't step forward.
Yes, that's a good way to say it. Yeah, that's, you know, I say that it's in the nature of the human soul to desire freedom, and we all want to be free in certain, in different ways. And, you know, when we're not stepping towards that, it means that there's some conditioning from the past that's holding us back. And that's where, when you finish the technique, as I say in the book, I call it a 12-step process, which has nothing to do with AA. Just for some reason, it came out as 12 steps. But in the later parts of the process, after you've released your negative thoughts and feelings and you're having this new positive mindset, you put it in the form of an affirmation. And this is something that you can say, you say to yourself or you say out loud, that kind of affirms, we're replacing the negative programming with the positive programming that we want. Like, for instance, you know, every day I make progress towards this goal, or now I can speak freely, or whatever the affirmation is.
Or I'm willing to take action now.
I'm willing to take action now, yes. You know, and then you say that every day as a way to keep yourself on track. And then the last step of the process, I say, is beyond any of this. It's taking that daily action, because some people fall into the trap of thinking that they can just sit around all day releasing their negative thoughts and feelings, and somehow they're going to win the lottery and something good's going to happen. Once you've cleared out the negativity, you have to still take action.
Right. And so this is ongoing. And, you know, the affirmation is ongoing, and watching ourselves, becoming self-aware of, you know, and you have a point system, a grading system that you've set up, so that when you're looking at some self-denial, some way that we feel like we're getting in our own way, we can give it a score of 0 to 10 and have a sense
to see how much progress we're making. So, for instance, I have you start by setting your intention. Let's say I want a new job and by December. And I say, well, how likely does that feel right now? And from 0 to 10, 0 means you feel totally hopeless about it. 10 means you're totally confident it's going to happen. And I like people to work with something that's in the 3 to 6 range, something that it doesn't feel totally hopeless, but they really don't quite see how it's going to happen yet. And so maybe I rate that it's a 4. And then I do the technique and I clear out the negative energy. Now, it may be that it shoots all the way up to a 9 or 10. I cleared it out. I feel totally confident. But what may also happen is that I clear one memory out and I realize I'm feeling better. I feel like it's about a 6 now. What that means, I say if it's less than an 8, that means that there's probably another layer to clear out. So in that case, we would go back and say, okay, well, what's the negative voice say now? And what memory does that lead us to now? And we clear out, and it never really takes more than 3 times. But usually it's 1, 2, or 3 layers, and then it might go from a 4 to a 6, a 6 to a 7, or a 7 to a 9. Once we're at that 8, 9, or 10, then we can move forward. So it kind of helps, because sometimes we improve, we don't notice how much better we feel once we feel better. So by having that number earlier, it helps us gauge our progress.
Now, I can see that a lot of people will say, no, you know, this sounds like too hard a task. It's too heavy. I don't know that I'm willing to face this. I think that we really have to feel that these oils are our friends, that we can hold hands with them to journey with, and realize that this can be quick and to the point with friendly support from these essential oils.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that really is one of the nice things about the technique, is it's enjoyable, and it's you know, we do feel a sense of comfort from the oils. And I encourage people to go to my website, www.aromafreedom.com, and I have on there some little demonstrations, and they're just 10 or 15 minute demonstrations of me taking people through this process, and you'll see how quick it is and how it's very quick. And there, for some people, it's just very easy. Sometimes some emotion can come up, and I just encourage people that, you know, if just emotion is like a wave and no wave lasts forever, just let yourself ride the wave, and it's and it will subside. And so if tears come up or if a shaky feeling comes up, you just stay with it. And as you'll see in the videos, it only might last 10 or 15 seconds, and then it's permanently free. So I encourage people to to give it a try and know that the oils are our allies, as we could say.
Right, and we don't have to worry about having the perfect oil, because we might have some, or we can go to the store and buy a few oils and experiment.
Yeah, absolutely. I use the analogy. I say that our system will balance with whatever's around us, and that if we're walking in the forest and we trip to start to fall, we're going to reach out and grab a tree, and it doesn't matter what kind of tree it is. Whatever's around us, we're going to use to try to balance. But sometimes there's nothing around us and we fall. But, if there's something around you and you're reaching out to that to help you get balanced, there's a good chance that it's going to be able to provide you what you need.
That's trusting serendipity and synchronicity. I like
yep.
that.
yep.
So this is wonderful to really embark on these areas that are holding us back. And I'm really grateful that, that you wrote this book, and I think people should pick it up, The Aroma Freedom Technique, and look at what you're expressing here in the way that we can take charge of our lives. And
yeah, absolutely.
So
it's meant
weak
to be,
about it.
It's meant to be something that we can do to gain control of our lives. I do also teach it to therapists and mental health professionals. It can be incorporated into different therapeutic modalities that people can use as part of a larger context of healing as well. And I do actually offer a certification program for people to become certified Aroma Freedom Technique practitioners if they want to help others with it. But the first step of that is learning how to help yourself.
Right, and I'm really happy because I've always appreciated aromas. I haven't stepped into it clearly and to use it powerfully, and this is a doorway for me, so I really appreciate having read the book and
Absolutely.
Talking to you.
Well, thank you for being open to this new information, and I'm glad you got some benefit from it.
Right, and so people can go to aromafreedom.com or drperkus, PERKUS.com, right?
That's right.
Thanks, Ben, for being a guest on Energy Stew. It's wonderful talking with you.
Okay, and thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at Peter at HeartRiver, HEART River.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.